Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free, 866-229-3663. For international callers, 704-875-8010. That's toll free, 866-229-3663, or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3.
To Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. That's what we like to do here on Herb Talk. Thanks for joining us on American Voice Radio. You're going to hear stuff on this show you're not going to hear anywhere else. Pretty much guarantee you that. We got a great stuff coming. And, you know, this is November. I can't believe it. I mean, before you know it, the turkeys are all going to be, you know, roasted and pumpkin pies all eaten. And then it's on to Christmas. I'm just not ready. Well, I guess I better get ready. Coming up on the 19th, we're going to have Dr. Rebecca Carley with us. But next week on the 14th, John Monroe is going to be here. He's our vision expert. So mark your calendars. If you have issues with your vision, you want to find out a natural way to fix that, well, then John Monroe is your guy. So we're going to be talking with him. He's been with us before, and he comes by from time to time, check on us, see how we're doing, and also to enlighten all you guys out there as to other ways to improve your vision. So I hope you can join us then. We have a quack report, but before we get to that, big salute and Semper Fi, praying for our military, praying for all our righteous men and women all over the United States, telling you, wherever they may be, praying God's hand of protection be on them, and seeking the Lord's face and hitting the knees and asking for his help to restore this land to righteousness. Yeah, to bring up powerful and godly men and women to restore the balance, because we got issues here in America. And if it's God's will, it'll be done, but it's our job to ask. So mind the time. It grows short. You know, a friend of mine was saying that they that he reads the scripture to sharpen his spiritual sword. I kind of like the way you put that. So you guys out there, sharpen the sword. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. What do we got? Gallup poll suggests that obesity rates in the United States have gone up. In 2013, it's gone up by, 27.2%. Last year, it was 26.2%. People between the ages of 45 and 64 have the biggest increase in the obesity rate, according to the poll. Those earning annual salaries between $30,000 to $75,000 were the target group, apparently. Interesting. Center for Disease Control in Atlanta has been observing the upward trend in obesity for the past 20 years. And more than one-third of the United States adults, that's 17% children and adolescents, are obese, according to this report. So obesity, a body mass index exceeding 30, that's what they classify as overweight. All right, moving along in the quack report. Let's see, GM oranges, we even talked about this. Florida oranges, you know, they've got that greening effect where citrus gets a virus, and of course it doesn't turn orange, threatens the entire domestic orange industry. They've tried and tried and tried with pesticides, herbicides, cutting down, you know, infected trees, burning them. They don't seem to see anything that works, and it's costing the Florida growers $4.5 billion a year. So they have said we don't see any other choice but to turn to science and ask for a genetically modified orange. That's right, and you could be getting it within the next 2 years. And they think that the genetically modified orange could contain pig genes, you know, pig oink oink. Yes, I mean, I'm familiar with, you know, bacon and eggs and some orange for breakfast, but not, you know, bacon in my orange, basically. Not going to go there. Anyway, domestic flower growers are just saying, you know, we've thrown up our hands. And here's the thing, though, with the GM stuff, it requires heavy application of pesticides and herbicides in order for it to grow. And then guess what you get? You get the super weeds. Oh, Lordy, they're in for it. I say now, if you get some organic oranges, save the seeds, man. All right, what else is in the quacker? Going to go to Vietnam. Oh, this is about the dengue fever thing and the mosquitoes there. Nguyen Thai Yen, this is a petite little grandmotherly entomologist. She's a scientist that studies the bacterias and things like that. She said that she's intentionally infected a bacteria into her mosquitoes called the Wolbachia bacteria. It seems to block the disease, the dengue fever disease. It's interesting. 390 million people are affected each year, mostly from Asia. That's one in every 18 people on the planet Earth, basically. So three times higher than the World Health Organization's previous estimate, too. People getting dengue fever there. So if you get it, you're going to know it, because they call it the break bone fever in Asia because of the excruciating joint pain, the hammering, headache, pain. No vaccine, no cure, they say. Most patients simply just suffer through it. You know, the raging fever, the night sweats, the rash. But there are a few that get a serious form of the illness where they get a dengue hemorrhagic fever, and they get some internal bleeding, shock, maybe even organ failure, and death could occur. So all caused by the bite of a female mosquito who has transmitted the virus from another infected person. So how can this Wolbachia bacteria stop this cycle? Well, Wolbachia is commonly found in many insects, including fruit flies, but for reasons they still don't understand, it doesn't carry of this, the same thing the mosquitoes carry. So scientist Scott O'Neill, he started working with this bacteria about 2 decades ago at Yale University, and back in 2008, a researcher figured out how to implant the bacteria into the mosquito so it would not pass on to future generations. In other words, what they were shooting for was a bacteria that shortened the female mosquito's life cycle, so less opportunity to transmit the fever, see, the virus. But what they didn't expect and discovered as a benefit was that the Wolbachia bacteria that infected the mosquito, they died quicker, yes, but also blocked the dengue fever. Seemed like a natural, I guess, vaccine for it. Anyway, so they're hoping to launch those Wolbachia-infected female mosquitoes into the wild soon. All right, what else is in the quacker? Here's something. Laser light therapy, could it cure Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, and those kind of diseases? Well, the laser, apparently, according to new research, is able to identify the protein clumps believed to cause these diseases, and they can identify them from well-functioning protein. It's a laser imaging type of therapy technique. So if they can remove the clumps that cause the disease and leave the other well-functioning proteins alone, they think that they can cure this without toxic chemicals and surgery. So researchers are discovering how they may be able to eradicate Alzheimer's disease and Parkinson's disease and other neurological problems with simple light therapy. Now, this is a development being done in Sweden and by Swedish and Polish scientists. They're the ones that identified the clumps of protein to be the culprits. And they have high hopes with this light therapy technique that is being used right now already in your CT scans, so it's not a new technology. So they want to be able to identify the malfunctioning proteins called amyloid protein clumps, which are now being treated with chemicals and surgery, so just light therapy. And forget the rest. All this is published in the Journal of Nature Photonics, if you want to check it out. Last but not least in the Quack Report, National Center Institute reported they admit millions of people have been falsely treated for cancer. That's right. This is incredible. The U.S. National Cancer Institute has published their findings online in the Journal of the American Medical Association. It's a government study identified both overdiagnosis and misdiagnosis of cancer as two major reasons why there's a cancer epidemic. Wasn't really an epidemic, folks. It's just generated revenue. People were treated for cancer they didn't have or for cancer that wasn't a problem that would have been resolved on its own. So, you know what I say? Without going into all those details, you know, if it were me, I'd pick up some dandelion root. Just forget the other stuff. They found dandelion root takes out cancer, leaves everything else alone. That should be healthy and well. So check it out. If you're looking for dandelion root, folks at Apothecary Herbs have some, thepowerherbs.com. Give them a call, 866-229-3663. And that wraps the Quack Report. Oh, thank you, Frank. All righty. We're going to talk about fraudulent medicine here, okay? And, you know, fraudulent medicine isn't just a United States problem. It's global. So we can learn from the faithful British, who for decades have given over their hard-earned wages to pay their National Health Service tax, also known as your socialized medicine. So the Britons, you know, they thought everybody will have the same quality free care, only to learn their government is really cutting the free healthcare budget by $31 billion. Ouch. And a mere 11% of Britons are able to afford to pay for private health care. So what the Britons, the Swedish, the Australians, and the Canadians know, and what Americans will learn, is that socialized health care can guarantee access to health care insurance, but it does not have to deliver the actual care. There's the difference. So think of a famine and everybody's on food rations, or the never-ending healthcare waiting list. Same thing. Almost same thing. Just never going to get it. And you can forget the case-by-case basis. Government-run healthcare is not going to take into consideration each individual case. You know, because you know what? That would be like trying to cut the line at the DMV. It's just not going to happen. So, you know, take, for example, these real cases of victims of their socialized health care. Canadian Diane Gorsuch, I guess I pronounced that right. She had her heart surgery canceled twice, and then, unfortunately, she suffered a fatal heart attack. So we're just going to scratch Diane off the waiting list there. And then in the UK, Mavis Skeet had her cancer surgery canceled 4 times. And then her cancer spread and was deemed inoperable. So we're just going to take Mavis off the list there. And in Australia, an 8-year-old, Kyle Inglis, he needed to have a tumor removed from his ear, and he waited nearly a year for surgery and lost 50% of his hearing during the wait. So the average wait for Australian children to receive major treatment is more than 1.5 years. Now, I want you to plug in your American child to that 1.5-year wait. Yeah. Now, is it coming clear? Is the picture coming into focus here? Well, let's look at a study. The Canadian Medical Association, they had a journal, and they published research there on the impact of socialized medicine. What's the impact of socialized medicine? What is it having on everyone's health? And guess what they found? Well, they found that people are dying while they're waiting. Yeah, while they're on the waiting list, they are dying. See, I mean, you can be on the health care insurance, but you getting the actual care, well, that's just a little bit different, isn't it? So that's what they're finding. The Canadian people are finding their people are dying while they're waiting for treatment. So in the study, they gave this example. In their study, 50 people died while waiting for cardiac catheterization in Ontario alone. Canada's pretty big, folks. That was just Ontario. So the Swedish, guess what? They're also taking note of what's happening to their people while waiting for health care. And they stated this, quote, "The risk of death increases significantly with waiting time," end of quote. Well, yeah. So if we turn to the United Kingdom, their study published in 2000 in the Journal of Clinical Oncology, they found this. 20% of the curable patients became incurable while on the waiting list. So we don't need to treat you. You're incurable now. Do you suppose that's on purpose? Well, let me read you this quote by David Hodberg from the Free Market Cure. He says this, "The main cause of rising healthcare costs is not administrative costs, but overuse of healthcare. So the single payer system will not solve that and would make it worse," end of quote. Yeah, see, with that example with the cancer where they misdiagnosed and they overdiagnosed or would they just lied and said you got cancer, it's overuse of healthcare. So basically, do you suppose it could be you versus the elite in this whole healthcare plan? Well, politicians in favor of the government-run healthcare system promote a system they say that is going to be fair and equal for all, except if you are part of the government or you're one of the powerful well, then you're going to get exceptional care at the expense of others. Canada's Fraser Institute found in studying the facts that the special people, those are the famous, the politically connected, the wealthy, well, they're able to pay for their private health care, or they're able to leapfrog to the head of the waiting list for treatment, while the average citizen battles barriers, delays, and basically denial of access to actual treatment. So treatment delayed is treatment denied. I want you to remember that. So the Fraser Institute, after studying the SEGA Good Hospital Guide for the British hospitals, they stated that the treatment facts were not any better in the UK. So the city hospitals had a slightly better track record because they were in wealthier areas and they had more staff. Yeah, I know they keep a skeleton crew at most hospitals over there. Well, let me give you just a little snapshot. Overall, the report by the Statistics Canada, they found that in various areas of Canada, 12 to 19% of the people either experienced difficulties in getting appointments, experienced long waits, or were eventually denied treatment. That's almost 20%. So you know what I think? I think the United States is about to experience a new kind of survivor. You know, there's a clip. We're going to play it in just a minute. There's a clip by Congressman Mike Rogers from Michigan. He advised the floor of Congress that the Affordable Care Act was not only a bad idea, but a deadly one. So he mentions how insane it is to punish 85% of Americans and their employers in order to offer health care to 15% of Americans who didn't have health care coverage. He also mentions in Section 141 of the Affordable Care Act that, you know, your government has the power to disenroll you from the health care, and also large employers and their employees. Maybe that was just a practice run that we saw when people were complaining on the exchange they were being disenrolled after they enrolled. Maybe it was just, you know, practice. Yeah, Section 141 practice. So in his closing remarks, you're going to hear him also offer evidence from other countries with their one-payer healthcare systems that they've learned with great regret that, you know, some of their people aren't surviving disease because of this plan. The National Cancer Institute, the National Cancer Intelligence Center of the United Kingdom, and the Canadian Cancer Registry all confirmed that you have a higher risk of dying from leukemia, cervical cancer, kidney cancer, prostate cancer, ovarian cancer, skin cancer, all kinds of cancer if the government runs your healthcare system. Well, let's go ahead and hear it from the horse's mouth. Let's play the clip.
Mr. Rogers.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I can't tell you how much I'm disappointed at what a lost opportunity we have to, I think, solve a huge problem in healthcare and access and quality to some, even by your numbers, 46 million, and that's about 15% of the American population. Abraham Lincoln said, you can't make a weak man strong by making a strong man weak. And so what we've decided to do today is abandon the very principles of America and say, you know what, it's so hard and it's so difficult, we're going to punish the 85% of Americans who have earned health care benefits as a part of their employment, and we're going to punish them and the employers who give it to them to try to cover the 15% that don't have it. That doesn't hardly seem like a solution that any of us would come to. Why would we punish the part that's working to cover the part that's not? It's like taking a queen-size sheet and trying to put it over a king-size bed. I will guarantee you the corners are going to come up. That's exactly what we've done here today. And this notion that it's either this or nothing is the chairman's choice. It's the Democrats' choice that it is either this or nothing. You present us very false choices. And let me tell you about the trade-offs by going to this government-run system. And oh, clearly it is, by the way, in Section 141 under the Health Choices Commissioner Act, they can actually go in and disenroll individuals. Unprecedented power by the federal government. They can rip you off your own individual plan. It's in the bill. Oh, matter of fact, if you're an employer, $250,000 of payroll. Payroll, that's gross payroll, not much. Guess what? They can disenroll your whole company off a certain plan. Tell me that you don't work for the federal government. Unbelievable. And here's the other trade-off. According to the National Cancer Institute, the National Cancer Intelligence Center for the United Kingdom, and the Canadian Cancer Registry, here's the trade-off that they picked by having government-run health care. If you get prostate cancer, you have a less chance of survivability than you do in the United States. And that's the same for skin cancer, breast cancer, bladder cancer, cervical cancer, kidney cancer, ovarian cancer, is leukemia, and the list goes on and on and on. So what you have said to America is, we give up. It's just too hard. The government has to do it. That's insulting. So what you're going to do is you're going to look your mothers and your daughters in the eye and say, I'm sorry, we couldn't figure it out. We wouldn't allow innovation to do it. We're not going to allow the private sector to fix this problem for us. That's too hard. But I am going to tell you that if you get breast cancer, I'm sorry, honey, you have less of a chance of survival than you did before this bill passed. I will not punish any woman in America to this kind of system, knowing how great America is. The very innovation of who we are is what got us here. And it wasn't the federal government, and it wasn't Washington, D.C. It was individuals who stood up for themselves and said, we can do better. And because of that, we have the greatest middle class in the face of the earth. And this is one more tick in their ability to succeed in America. We've already told them that, gee, your energy prices were too high, middle class. We're going to raise those with cap and trade. Oh, by the way, we're going to tell you what kind of car to drive. We're going to tell you what kind of light bulb you can put in. Oh, I'm going to tell you what kind of window you have to replace your house with. And, oh, by the way, now I'm going to pick your doctor and your plan for your future. We must and can do better. This is a travesty, Mr. Chairman, and I yield back my time.
By the way, the gentleman.
All right, so there you have it. That's from, Mike Rogers. That was, a while back, but you're still true. To this very moment. Let me read you a quote from Barack Obama. He says this, having no ethics can be a very precise matter, end of quote. I bet. So, what about your catastrophic insurance options? So there is a way, folks, and it has it's seen as a legal option under the Affordable Care Act, and there is no penalty. I know several families who have canceled their new inflated health care plans, have ignored the exchange site options, and they've decided to pay for their common cold and flu events, common illnesses, out of pocket. They've come to that realization that's what they're going to have to do anyway. And there is a community of over 1 billion Americans that have joined together to help each other with their major medical expenses. But it's voluntary. And it's based on a godly principle that's taught in Galatians chapter 6 and Acts chapters 2 and 4. Now, I encourage you to investigate this option. And you can go to this website. It's chministries.org. It's C as in Charles, H as in Harry, ministries.org. And you can sign up for a plan, and it qualifies. You won't have a penalty, and you're not going to go broke either. It's just an amazing thing. I encourage you to check that out. Also, I want to mention we're coming up to a break. All right. I see that clock is a ticking. Well, we're going to talk about the bioequivalent drugs when we come back, and we're also going to be talking about who do you trust when it comes to your health care and what can you do about it. And then if we get time, we're also going to cover some cancer topics, since that's a big problem under the Affordable Care Act for a lot of countries that have the socialized health care. So, we'll see how the rest of the hour rolls. We may squeeze in some other things. So, just hang with us. We'll be right back.
Ain't there nothing that can take us at doctor? Do we leave this belly ache us at doctor? Ain't there nothing that can take us at doctor? Do we leave this belly ache? Now, let me get this straight. Put the lime in the coconut, you drank and bowled up. Put the lime in the coconut, you drank and bowled up.
pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Leaping tall buildings with a single bound? Faster than a locomotive? Whoa! Find the Superman in you! Listen to Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herb's Emotional Stress Formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free, 866-229-3663 or international callers, 704-875-8010. That's toll free, 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
You don't know how you met me, you don't know why. You can't turn around and say goodbye. All you know is when I'm with you, I make you free and swim through your veins like a fish in the sea. I'm singing, follow me, everything is alright. I'll be the one to tuck you in at night. And if you want to leave, I can guarantee you won't find nobody else like me. I'm not worried about the ring you wear, 'cause as long as no one knows, then nobody can care. You're feeling guilty, and I'm well aware, but but you don't look ashamed. And baby, I'm not scared. I'm singing, follow me, everything is alright. I'll be the one to tuck you in at night. And if you want to leave, I can guarantee you won't find nobody else like me.
Here on Herb Talk Live, I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and we've been talking about, you know, your fraudulent medicine, the socialized stuff, and now we come to this bioequivalent drug stuff. I don't know if you've heard about this, but bioequivalent drugs are basically your generic drugs, you know, that are supposed to be as good as the original patented drug. And America imports about 40% of its bioequivalent generic drugs from overseas. So many of these drugs come from China and from India. Now, recently, an Indian company called Ranbaxy, that's R-A-N-B-A-X-Y, now they were exposed as making fraudulent generic drugs and pocketing over $600 million. So the popular generic equivalent of Lipitor, guess what, is made by Ranbaxy, and it contained glass. Yeah, glass was in that drug. So the FDA has been made aware of the problems with this company, and they found 1,600 errors in Ranbaxy's data on their drugs, because they have to submit data profiles and, you know, that kind of thing. And anyway, so there's problems. So there just really isn't enough oversight for the overseas manufacturer of these generic drugs. And you know what? Millions of people are definitely at risk. So you want to be careful out there. And so based on what we've just talked about for the first segment, you know, it's a matter of trust, isn't it? I mean, what do you do when you can't trust the government, the healthcare, or the drugs? Now, you've been basically lied to, you've been scammed, and you've been sacrificed on the altar of control and greed. Scary, isn't it? The government is counting on your denial of these facts. So if the Affordable Care Act was so great, why would there be a need for a penalty? Because the Affordable Care Act is the equivalent of a sugar pill. It looks good, it sounds good, it tastes good, but it offers no benefit. So why would you pay for that? So the conservative numbers are that the Affordable Care Act will reduce the U.S. population by about 20%. So they will succeed unless Americans take action and compensate with better lifestyles and natural medicines. So you want to eliminate the need for the Affordable Care Act. You want to eliminate their waiting lists with the ability to, you know, cleanse your organs, strengthen your immune system. So you have the power to do that now. So you can call Apothecary Herbs to order or to request a free product catalog. It's full of organ cleanses, immune boosting formulas, and a whole lot more. You can call them toll free at 866-229-3663. That's toll-free at 866-229-3663. International number 704-885-0277, 704-885-0277. Or you can visit their online store, thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. And when you're at their website, if you sign up for their free online newsletters that go out each week, there's a couple of them there, you can qualify for discount coupons for the herbal products by Apothecary Herbs. So you can get free health care information, all natural stuff. Now, if you sign up for the HealthQuest, that's the natural therapies newsletter. But if you sign up for the American Survival, that will contain healthy information, of course, and also financial and political stuff. The folks from Discount Gold and Silver are also in there, which I encourage you to also contact them if you're looking for a backup currency. You can give them a call, toll free at 800-375-4188. Don't forget to call them and tell them I sent you, 800-375-4188. And so you'll have your backup medicines and you'll have your backup currency, and you'll be actually sitting pretty. Yep, you will. So there's a way and there's a way. That's how I look at it. So, all right, we're going to shift gears and we're going to be talking about cancer, because as we've learned from four other countries that have government-run healthcare systems, cancer is a problem. People are dying more readily from cancer conditions because they're waiting so long that they don't get treated. And I think that's on purpose, to be honest. All right, so according to the American Cancer Society, they did a surveillance and health policy research in 2010, and they estimated the number of new cases of cancer annually to be over 700,000 for men and over 700,000 for women. The men edged out the women by about 50,000. So the statistics include all kinds of cancer: your prostate, 28%, lung, 15%, colon and rectal cancer, 9%, urinary bladder, 7%, skin melanoma, 5%, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, 4%, kidney and renal pelvis cancer, 4%, oral cavity and larynx, 3%, leukemia, 3%, pancreas, 3%, ovary, 3%. But of course, you know, those percentages next year are going to jump. They're just going up because of the Affordable Care Act. So these statistics are within one percentage point between men and women for your cancer categories. And according to the American Cancer Society statistics, if you are male and get cancer, you have a 37% to 38% chance of dying. But under the Affordable Care Act, I expect that to be much worse. So if you are female, you have a 36 to 37% chance of dying. Of course, these are figures that don't take into account all of the 200 different types of cancer. Some types are more serious and aggressive than others, which affect, of course, your survival rate. So overall, though, something is happening inside our bodies that makes our human cells, become cancerous. So let's take a look and see what we can do about that. Now, there's usually two general categories for cancer. You have medicine tends to plug cancer into the carcinoma cancer, which grows on the surface linings of organs, or the sarcomas, which is cancer that grows within cells, such as in muscles, bones, and vessels. So cancer cells can produce tumors, which also can be malignant or benign. So let's talk about these tumors, because science describes how tumors are made by the human body, which is when the genes within your cells and the proteins inside these genes, which regulate the cell growth, become damaged, and then the growth goes unchecked. So the damaged cell keeps replicating into a tumor, and the malignant tumors can spread to other tissues and other organs, and these are caused by typically your serious cancers. So cancer of the blood, which is your leukemia, tends to create no tumors and attacks the body through the bloodstream. So let's look at some cancer links, because modern medicine admits that there are some common demographics that contribute to developing cancer, such as your lack of exercise, poor diet, excessive sun exposure, smoking, obesity, and in some cases it could be heredity, because we have lifestyles pretty much that are similar, like our relatives, so we put ourselves at a predisposed risk. Now let's look at some symptoms. Cancer symptoms vary depending on the type of cancer. However, there are a few common symptoms, such as weight loss, being lethargic, strange lumps or swellings, night sweats, fever, and anemia. So the problem with the common symptoms is that they can also be caused by other illnesses. So could fool your doctor, so you better get your diagnosis right. And some of the cancer treatments, as you probably are well aware of, chemotherapy drugs are used to shrink tumors, and it attempts to kill the cancer cell. X-ray radiation is also used to destroy cancer cells. These treatments have some success with cancer if it's discovered early enough, obviously. After that, the surgery is usually used to cut out cancerous tissues if the cancer hasn't spread too far. So let's understand your cells for a minute, because if you have some knowledge of how your cells are designed and how they operate and what you can do to look after the health of your cells, then you may have the ability to avoid the cancer landmine and be as healthy as humanly possible. So in a single cell, there's information in the cell that makes you personally you, okay? There is a how-to instruction guide in your cell that's stored within your cell DNA. So it's kind of like unfolding an old-fashioned roadmap. This instruction will sit on a coiled strand of DNA about 3 feet in length. All this is tightly packed into your microscopic cells. So when your cells divide and grow, the information is passed on to the new cell like a relay runner passing on a baton. So your cells divide at a rate of up to 2 million per second. So when you become an adult, you have approximately 1 trillion cells. Now, all the cells have a job to do with complete instructions, you know, for like bone, blood, skin, hair, etc. Each cell also has communication instructions so the cells can collaborate, making you that unique person you are. Remember, God knew before you were born what you would be, and the human cell is always working on some level. So when the cells run low on energy, they become regenerated while you're sleeping. So there is a reason that you get tired and you need to go to sleep. So your body is producing 30,000 new skin cells every minute. So you can see why, you know, something could mess this how-to instruction guide that's on your cell DNA and produce a whole different result. You know, it's cancer. Okay, let's talk about that monkey wrench that could be thrown in there in your cells, because it doesn't take much to throw a monkey wrench into the works and mess all the cells up. We live under constant attacks for our ability to make healthy cells. You know, if you breathe tobacco smoke, that can threaten your cell DNA. If you have a lack of nutrition, those essential vitamins and minerals, that can also start a chain reaction that's not good. So a mysterious virus or an industrial toxin can also cause cells to have havoc. So here's one your doctor may not have told you about. Prescription drugs can change the information and instruction within your cells and damage your DNA. Bet you didn't know that. So don't forget that the newfangled virus drug animal DNA vaccines that they're putting out, which also have the ability to turn your healthy cell into pretty much a suicide bomber, creating cancer. Well, now, according to science, when the cell's instructions are changed from healthy to unhealthy, their roles change as well, and they initiate pretty much a total blackout communication with your other healthy cells. So these double agent cells, if you will, have just switched sides and they begin to work against you. No longer do they cooperate with the nearby cells to help build bone and blood and skin and hair, etc. So their total job is to replicate and take over without performing their previous vital functions. So when you get enough of these double agent cells, let's say, when they get together, you have a tumor. So in many cases, you may not know that this is happening, and tumors can grow into their own areas and then disrupt an organ from functioning. So what is really bad is some cancerous tumors can release chemicals that turn them into stealth-wrecking machines and can operate undetected by your immune system. So after that, they can grow some of their own blood vessels to tap into the bloodstream and grab some oxygen and nutrition to help them multiply and regrow while starving the other healthy cells. So this kind of type of cancer will, it's a delicate and will dictate, what cells can crop up and what can't. But you do have a cell backup. Within your cells, there's this special protein that when the cell DNA becomes damaged or corrupted, the protein is going to be released to repair the cell. Now, if it can't be repaired, the cell will commit suicide. It's almost like it's got its own cyanide tablet. And that's its attempt to prevent the spread of the cancer. It's also known as programmed cell death, or apoptosis is what they clinically call it, apoptosis. So afterwards, your immune system will send out a cleanup crew to kill any cancerous residues, and the body will replace it with a healthy cell. So without this survival program in your cells, we would all develop cancer and die prematurely. So according to science, cancer is in all of us, and the cell suicide mechanism is among all of our cells and is part of our immune system to keep us cancer-free and keep cancer in check. So there's also the possibility that when there is, you know, specific DNA damaged, that the backup could fail, right? So what if your, you know, your cyanide self-destruct cell mechanism fails? Well, your lifestyle has a direct impact on this backup system, folks. It does. It's your safety net, so make sure you protect it. Let's see, the program cell death, okay, that we just talked about is nutrient driven. According to Dr. John Reed of the Burnham Institute of Medical Research, when we are healthy, our body replaces more than a billion cells per second. Scientifically speaking, we could replace an entire body, cell by cell, within 1 year. Okay, that's if we're doing it right, we're healthy, and we're doing things right. Certain nutrition will help protect your cells' backup systems and help keep you cancer-free. Foods containing nitrilosides, your vitamin B17, have nutrients the cells need to repair damaged DNA or produce the protein for the self-destruct mechanism if it can't be repaired. Foods such as elderberry, broccoli, turmeric, skullcap, and green tea all have nutritional compounds which are selective or sensitive to cancer cells and help the cells to repair, or as a last-ditch effort to commit suicide to get rid of the cancer. So how do you know that this type of nutrition is going to help you with cancer? Well, the drug companies, guess what they're doing? They're isolating compounds from these types of foods to mimic their healing power to make chemotherapy drugs out of them. Who needs a chemotherapy drug? You got the food. Thus far, they haven't been very successful in plagiarizing God's copy right there. So you want to get smart and use some of the nutrition God put here in foods. Those are your medicines. And you'll be trading, you know, wealth for health and when using allopathic medicine. You don't want to do that. Okay, so four other things. Lifestyle is going to be your biggest ally to assist you in staying healthy and cancer-free. And if you avoid a few other things, you're going to increase your chances of supporting your cells' backup function. So you want to avoid inflammatory-type foods and use foods with more omega-3 fatty acids and avoid the foods with the omega-6 fatty acids, because those are the inflammatory-type foods. So red meats, animal processed foods and oils are going to be on the no-no list. And you want to reduce your sugar and your alcohol consumption to keep yourself strong and healthy. Too much sugar or alcohol will help cancer be invisible to your immune system. Mm. Don't forget to get out and get some natural sunshine, the vitamin D, because you need to convert some of that sunshine to prevent premature aging and cancer. The vitamin D from sun helps protect the protein in your cell, and it helps helps that suicide mechanism as a backup stay functioning. So according to the American Cancer Society, we should be exposed to 80% of our body to healthy sunshine every other day for about 20 minutes. So eating your vegetables can equally keep you cancer-free. Vegetables that contain nutrition like your vitamin B17 and other nutrients is going to be important and keep you off the chemotherapy waiting list. Okay, one big difference between natural approaches and chemotherapy approaches from allopathic medicine is that your natural approach won't kill healthy cells. Okay, there's a big difference. And we've also mentioned that Windsor University Medical College has discovered just this year that dandelion root has some element in it, they haven't really identified what it is, that helps your cancer cells commit suicide, leaving all your healthy cells alone. So if your backup is lacking, I would definitely tap in to some dandelion root, have some on hand. Now, the folks at Apothecary Herbs, they have that. If you're looking for some certified organic dandelion root in certified organic alcohol as a tincture, then you can check that out at thepowerherbs.com or give them a call at 866-229-3663. I know we got a few minutes here. We got a few minutes, so we're going to be checking out some things here. We were talking about Obamacare for the first part of the show. And one of the things that I also learned is that aside from the control through the healthcare system, they're also dabbling with the idea of putting black boxes on cars and trucks. And, you know, they got them on airplanes, but now they want them on passenger cars, vehicles. And they say, you know, it's going to help keep the roads safer, right? But it's really going to track and control your mobility under the disguise of raising tax money for roads to make them safer. Now, let me ask you this question. Does a black box make air travel safer? Well, with regard to safety, the black box can indicate the possibility of design flaws and maintenance failure and human error. And this technology on every personal vehicle and truck, which could be hacked, you know, I think it's a big problem. And it could offer a new level of stalking. I think, what is it, the automobile industry and the auto industry, the insurance industry, there are four mandating black boxes on your vehicle. You know? So if you're, I guess you're on a toll road, it automatically pays your toll, too, or something, take it out of your account. Right? What if you don't have any money in the account and you go through the toll booth? What do they do? Run you down? Chase you? I don't know. I think more Americans are coming to the conclusion, to be honest, that they've been scammed by their government. And they've supported a political agenda because they were motivated by decency to do so. I think politicians convinced Americans that they can fix the banking and housing market problems and more people would own their own home. Well, the opposite happened. I think politicians convinced Americans that they can fix the healthcare system and make it more affordable, and more people who had no coverage will have healthcare. And what's happening is affordable healthcare is taken away from the middle class and given to the poor and uninsurable. And physicians, they think they're being lied to. They're not going to be paid. So we got a big problem. We do. We do. Let me give you an example, if I got just a minute. I know this picture is so huge and devastating, unthinkable, really. Folks can't seem to wrap their brain around it. So let's put this scam into a context a little closer to home. Let's say you want to sell your car, and you list it for sale, and you're contacted right away by several people who you think are interested buyers. You agree on a price, $5,000, let's say, and you start the process of making arrangements for paying and processing the bill of sale. And this is when things get a little slippery because your buyer wants to ship the car out of state, arrange for a third party with a power of attorney to sign the documents to take possession, blah, blah, blah. But you insist on being paid first, which is a good idea, no problem. They're going to send you a cashier's check drawn on a U.S. bank. That sounds good to you, and you say, okay. The check arrives, but instead of $5,000, it's $7,900. Did the buyer make a mistake, or does he think your car is worth more? After you deposit the check, you learn that the third-party agent needs $2,900 for his trouble, and then he'll sign the bill of sale and take the car and ship it somewhere out of state. So you take the money out of your account, you give it to him, then the bank notifies you later the check's no good. You lost $2,900 and your car. Welcome to the Affordable Care Act. Because politicians are generous with other people's money. I'm out of time. the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician if you dare before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.